Today's date is February 23rd, 2013, and my name is John Erling. So, Daryl, would you state your full name, your date of birth, and your present age?
Daryl Lee Stiles, born November the 8th, 1940. Makes me 72 years old.
And tell us where we're recording this interview.
We are 2.5 miles west, 1 mile north of Cushing, Oklahoma, on Grand Staff Road.
Okay, and Nancy, you'll be joining our conversation today. State your full name, your date of birth, and your age, and your relationship to Daryl.
Okay, I'm Nancy Stiles Chipkaitis. My middle name is Jane. I was born November 16th, 1946, and Daryl is my oldest brother and only living sibling at the moment.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
There were four of us. We had one other brother and one other sister that have passed away.
Okay. And just a little bit about Cushing. We're in Payne County. What's the population of Cushing right about now?
I can't tell you for sure. I imagine it's somewhere around 8,000, maybe 8 to 10. It's used to be much larger, very, very, very big in the oil field back in the early days.
And, in fact, was established after the land run of 1891, which your family is involved in.
Correct. Yeah.
By William Billy Ray Little.
I believe that's correct.
And there seems to be a lot of people with the middle name Ray around here, so I don't know if that's the inspiration or not. And then, as you people know, it was named for Marshall Cushing, private secretary to the U.S. Postmaster General John Wanamaker. And then, yes, it was an oil boom back then in 1912 that led to... Can you, either one of you, comment on that, what your knowledge of the history of that is?
Well, I just know that it was a big rush. Some guy by the name of, what was it, Slick, that hit a gusher, and... After that, it really boomed, and a tremendous amount of oil production around in the neighborhood, all over this area, and that was probably one of the main reasons that they started building tanks. Of course, that's all changed, and they've built thousands and thousands in this area. It's unbelievable if you drive around east of town and southeast of town, the amount of oil tanks that are down there, and they're still building them. That's pretty well advertised because up on the Highway 33 to the west and 33 to the east and 18 to the north, they have big signs depicting, the signs are welded up out of large pipe, which depicts Cushing is a pipeline crossroads of the world. And we continue to make the news with all the pipelines that come to Cushing. And, of course, the biggest newsmaker is Keystone, which some people in Texas are now trying to block. A little bit misleading to the public because the news media continue to talk about blocking the Keystone pipeline coming to Cushing. In fact, that pipeline has... To Cushing, as one of them, has been in place for about 2 years. I think they started putting oil through it in November of 2011, probably. And it crossed everything we own but one quarter. The reason, of course, it's making the news is because they're trying to bring a leg from Alberta, Canada, down through Nebraska and actually flow into the line that's already present. And of course it keeps making the news because from Cushing south toward Houston, they're having some problems in the Texas area, including people chaining themselves to the track holes and stuff like that. So it's quite interesting to see it on the news, and some things you know and some things you don't know. But Nancy and I know that it's already to Cushing.